I salute our voice in faith. It's you that I see. It's you that I see. Salute us. Sir.
Beloved, you're about to listen to a message from Reverend Prince Lai. Reverend Prince Lai is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of Prince
Lai.
July, as I was praying and asking the Lord, Lord, what do I say before we enter into the new month? The Lord spoke to me last night and said, speak to my people about a very important subject for understanding the power behind vows.
I will tell you that
You are promising the best.
The angel of death coming, I will take up over you.
And the ultimate say, hey, and the ultimate say, Debbie, or don't be who are proud of any again. No,
instead of you to die, I want my mother to die.
Hey, and the other guy say, hey, or don't be who are any again. No,
I like that one. Say it again.
Or don't be who are any again.
No,
hey, say, wow.
The days you use your mouth to say there is a new man who do one, and tell me what do one work and what's that?
And two bones, a man who had poor and the prenance name, Mamma Nankasa.
Those days,
the woman can't be good. And maybe a gem or bus school component, not a yet. Now, over here,
my baby.
So there were two me beer and one and tam and a bush and
one.
Eighty and mamma and your pa if you be
pretty. Because ladies, unless they are slippers, they are naturally fit. True or not true?
Emma and Casa dear. So and yes, be our ban, maybe our boy chanter a brabbing quadia, Emma dear. I am no more young for quoi. You bet my castle with my dear.
Five women. One girl is our girl.
It didn't happen. Who bet him? Obama, 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 a man who bet Matt Nasia Cassette, Miku Ayabacope, Bama, Minimia
They all know this as they have accepted. But
one day,
they are friends. Boys.
Not just a share and ma abosu and a mamma abosuwa. Not just a maya prof who are waiting to do a home
after
so our Nadia and Mr. Nelson Bama dear. Yet over a man now, over no who will be trying to know about
gentlemen, but I say, are you the one person is talking about?
Mr. Bama told Chester. I would also come to Samiana.
Unfortunately, pastor and the white temperature are all boys.
I said, no, no, no.
Listen to me.
I'm telling you,
of how they deceive women over the years. That's why now the women to have changed. Deceive women over the years.
Nasanya, a man, see, Maybe I'm not the car now, which you can't ask the son. If you didn't know about now, what the next time you need to
know what they say. But that's not what I've got to talk about.
Now, so, and yeah, I know, and I have a car and what's up.
I'm trying to make you understand. I'm going to talk about something that has power to change your life and has power to destroy your life. And it is what has made the world be the way men have become who they are now. They have lost the place where they are. Once the feelings goes away, then we change our words.
Said the Yatinka is it here no sa pepe and the phone yes.
Ephesians chapter 5 verse 4. I'm speaking about the power behind vows.
Menewo eka sa e de afa tumia edi eya entam ka echi anasa poche echi.
The power behind vows.
Tumia edi entam ka.
Now let's not read it one go. What did he say? That when you make a vow, I'm reading with you one go. Do not delay to honor it, for he has no pleasure in fools. Pay what you have vowed. Amen.
Amen. Now,
my interest is not in do not delay to pay, we have no pleasure. My interest is the first statement. When you make a vow to God,
that
there is something we can do which is called a vow.
We actually say, not just a BP or Honoma, you bet me, aye, your friend will say, and Tam, and
that's a
bush.
That when you do, God sees it as a bar.
You want near me to Honoma, so we are when you come on a wound, say, wouldn't know a war and Tam be, and I wouldn't know
what
to
do. So, what is a bar? Because you see, every day you make vows, but you don't know.
Yeah, what's out here? Say, said, Danny, then now what that's what in your hand, okay, Tam be, then so be another.
You think vow is the one you came to stand in front of the church? There are more vows you have made this year than the one you came to stand in front of.
And they say, if Danny Danny, I'm about to train him, I'm not the old canoe, you know, any account is out and Tam and Abasha Debbie. And so, if you are a brother, Danny Danny, I want you to be a way out. Nina, and so,
I'm teaching you about what a vow is, because the Bible talks about something called vow. So it must matter to you. You must find out that what is the meaning of a vow. If the Bible says that I should be careful anytime I vow, what is the meaning of a vow?
Eti menewo e kasa e di afa e ye entam ho se ne be ya ubenya entiasi e bi se e wo bible mu kwa de na de se e ade a e wo ho no wo se ye
wo
ye tiasi e.
A vow is a solemn promise to perform a specified thing. A solemn promise to perform a certain thing.
Eti se e kasa wo ka entam a na de se wo free wa kuma mu a she e po bi se a die we se die e wie o anapo nsuo to anto meye.
To perform an act, to do something.
So ubetwa a die we die e fa ho ani die be si eno a na meye.
It goes beyond monetary issue.
Enu ti enye sika asem e na ye kan etwam kura sika asem da bi da bi.
It goes beyond it. It's not just money issue.
Enye sika enko asem e na ye bi aye de kan ho asem da bi.
Go beyond monetary issue.
Woka and Tamano etwam kura sika asem kura.
In Job chapter 31 verse 1. Job 31 verse 1. The Bible says that Job made a covenant, made a vow to the Lord that I will not use my eyes to look upon a lady lustfully. Now, that was a vow, and the Bible
recorded it. The Bible naturally said, Job, and can I say, me for any makono and fan share or by our akono.
All the gentlemen, yeah, you need such a vow in your life.
That's all your bema
and our gentleman, but you need such a vow.
We hear sir, and time we say, our brother,
you are married or you are single, you need such a vow.
Worry and answer, oh, Maria, we hear sir,
help me tell the gentleman, but you please, you need such a vow.
Catch
the
panel, say, we hear sir, Diano.
Are you afraid of him?
Who's running?
Tell him, brother, you need this vow.
Catch him, say, we hear, we say, and time we, our problem.
You need to make such a vow. Job realized his problem. Job realized the problem of all men. The problem of all men is their eyes. Say their eyes.
It's Job the Ohu and Mamanina. A sinto and yeni.
They can't sit and pray, but when their eyes fall on something.
Obetimi atena na yam abampaye ayebibia nanso sene nya bobi bisu se pe.
They can bring down Goliath. But when they are walking on their roof and they see something down there.
Obetimi akum Goliath ya nanso sebia onam ne dansoro na so ohu bibi wo famo a.
David killed Goliath, and when he saw something in the bathroom from the roof.
David ya akum Goliath yo nanso ebra na o gina ne dansoro a ohu bibi e wo famo no e di assembly.
Adam was asleep snoring.
Adam, there no what down, no hand and chrome okra.
When he woke up,
and was sorry.
Then when he opened his eyes, before then he was seeing chimpanzee, lion, goat.
Adam, there no what that time, was sorry. And then,
hey!
Oh, who you say, hey, there be a son.
But that particular day when he came out of the dream, he saw something else.
Na saada ne de okọ o sorry free ni na ye mu no ohun ade foforo
Adam was like am I dreaming
na Adam said hey
e dey na me hu e any creature like that before
e dey na me hu e me hu ade bi say da ade ye fe
ade
na fe say ade na fe say
when I went to name when I went for the naming ceremony I didn't see this one. I saw other creatures, I named them, but this particular one.
Now Adam can say, ne bra me to turn your media, dear women, and every, where the effort of Dona, every year.
Except when I analyze what
can see from head to toe. It doesn't look like anybody. It looks like me.
Now Adam can say some shad the bad yes. And say be a fatami and
just that it looks better than I look.
Now Adam said, hey, I did where the I have now I have brass in me po.
Then he said, you, I won't call you chimpanzee. I'll call you woman.
Now a brother moves and I say, ah, wait, your me from say or bah.
For you were taken from me. I suspect that God took you from me. I have my suspicion that God took you from
me.
You look like me. You become a woman.
And from that, God never told me that
I like the marry. Rise up and marry. God never said that. God, he only opened his eyes when he saw the woman. He said, who am I? When
Yankupon, I can't say Adam said, sorry, no worry. Then so. Adam, sorry, yawo, who ya no say? Ah, adie dia media.
There are certain things that you don't even wait for your father to even talk to you about.
Yawo, niya ma bi oho no ma wey say, o papa na o mama mpo ba ba kire we say, adie we e say na tie na wunya e.
So what men see cause them a lot of trouble.
Eti enye ma e mama e di won ani ehu no no. Eti ni e di for how bebre.
Ask the guy in front of you that hey, aside this girl, how to be watching that girl? Say the truth.
And the one my mate my busa bear man said, Oba we say ye nipri one man say who Oba who from you so when he awa Oba.
All ladies are living in deception that they are the only person in my life to say lie.
If you say a man,
when ask your father whether your mother was the only person that. It's a brotherhood code. I'm exposing the brotherhood. I'm exposing the brotherhood.
Brotherhood now by puppet in the soul.
Why do they marry five? If you like, allow the men here, give them tickets. Let me start preaching. Let me start preaching right now. That if you marry two, it's not a sin. Let me just start.
Oh, yeah, open my mission, sir. You'll
be shocked in 2 months, Miss Annette will come for. You'll be shocked that Pastor Tola, you let me start preaching that Abraham married five, so you can marry Pastor Jonah will come right now that in fact the pastor have been thinking.
So Michelle said, hey, can I church say? Who are Hannah Betima Wari Numa one ha? Also put the number sorry about saying yeah, also for okay.
I dare you to ask your husband whether you are the only person
to
ask again. Tell him your
part. But the Ukunu, I said, I'm kind of crap power now. Come on, sir. What pay any of power? What power now?
Well done, all. Okay, the guys are begging. Let me.
You see, but what I'm trying to say is that
the person may catch your mouth here, see, and they say,
vows are very, very powerful.
And some idea to me, a dear trip.
And Job knew his problem that as a man, we have a problem with ice. We don't like
it's one job thing. The only one who said, Bema would seem to have a copa, anywhere near.
We don't like one thing.
You're not a copa, you're not a copa,
like every new thing that we see.
It's a different thing that you're not a copa.
Sometimes,
the unfortunate thing
that
you
may not even be as nice as
what we
have.
I didn't know that it's new. I told the beer,
Sometimes you see the wife and you see the slave queen, you're like, ah, why did you leave?
Amen.
So Job make a vow.
And unti Job I can hold down.
I will not look upon any lady lustfully. Once I see a lady, I'll take off my eyes. I will not look.
Job your car say a brahmin or bad party, a min fa a conobiara in yet you may many.
Now, a lot of people here have made the house to God. Look at Job's vow. And start thinking, what are the things you promised God from the beginning of the year?
Yemudujona ewa handuma, ya se on yankopon ebo. Odia yen se job de no pato to also dear we free a few way.
When you say, I am fasting, I will break at this time, it's a vow.
Say, Oka say, me ya kwanchene. Na kwanchene mi ye, ebi ya ebrewe, ena me ya
diadura, ayen tam. When you say, 2024, I will go to church. I will not, every day I will be in church. You have made a vow.
Say, Oka say, ayen afi ayesimwi. 2024,
you may pass for the area. You think you are but you are making a vow.
And you also for an hour that I know, Nemo, Uno Yakopo, I can't
tell. Somebody mentioned it. When you say, oh, as for this year, no fornication, I will not have sex with my beloved again, I want to marry. It's a vow.
The Ubia one on our castle, a year, I fear yesterday, and I'm a mother, I'm in a term. Now, Ukoko Yak, and who say, Uno Yakopo, I can't tell.
Ask somebody, what are the vows you have made? Do not see the vows go beyond the money you came to mention.
And yet, and some point, and this is our baby chinahan, I was at home about maybe.
Job made a vow to the Lord and made a covenant. When vows are exchanged between two parties, it becomes a covenant. When two people exchange vows, it becomes a legally binding agreement.
It is the Enipa Mielu, and I shall walk over and answer or cow who enter.
For example, David and Jonathan, there was no money involved, but they made vows to themselves. That they brought up.
Ebi and said, Jonathan and David, omu share, omu na, omu ka, omu entam.
First Samuel chapter 20, verse 16. So Jonathan made a covenant with the house of David, saying, let the Lord require it at the hand of David's enemy. Verse 17. Now Jonathan again called David to bow. Because he loved him, for he loved him as his own soul. So Jonathan had a brotherhood, had a covenant with him, like Christ's covenant with him. That Charlie, I take your back to forgive my back. Cover me when I'm there. I'll protect you of your family. When I also die and you are in power as the king, protect my family. That is the only reason why David looked for the Ephesians to help the Ephesians. Because God respects promises. God respects vows. God respects promises. It may be between you and your friend. It may be between you and your employer or your employee. It may be between you and your pastor.
It may be between
you and church. When I met my wife, we made a vow. Some of you
will
do that covenant, which is very evil. But this is the covenant I made with my wife. I told her, listen, where God is taking me to is very far. As a man, I know my problem.
Now,
me and my
dear,
my eyes are my problem. So I like you. That is why I like you. I like you. That is why I've come to propose to you. Because I like you. You are not my mother's child. If I say I love you
for what?
Because of sex.
That is
why I've come to you. That's what they will not tell you. They will tell you that I love you. Why do you love me? I love you for nothing. Selah.
Obia catch yourself. Oh, me dawa anya shinti na me dawa obwa.
So I told my wife, I cannot promise you that one day a demon will not enter into me and I'll try to touch you or something. I can't promise you that one. But I can promise you, I hold it like that. I can promise you one thing, that if you allow me to sleep with you, I will never marry you.
May have been my inquana, my knee, a humming quaint, a washer, another co. But if you are not my quaint, I'm in Sakwa County, a beer. So my uncle never be necessary.
many of you like such a guy?
Any ever pet of them maybe or today? Oh, but God just says, oh, child, whom I may know that say, pet, me maro.
Listen, I'm an Ochasha's brother, but I have eyes. So once I have eyes,
me,
and also, I like you and I propose to you and I want to marry you, I cannot guarantee that for the 1 year that we are going to date, I will not try. A demon will enter for me to try. I can't guarantee that. I'll do my best. But if you allow me to touch you, that will be the end between you. I will never marry you.
Clap your two hands for Pastor.
But somewhere, now, such a guy, if the demon enters, will you allow him to touch you? It is a way of Baby Sah. Let's have a woman even for the same one. Over all my own crime, I mean, so with everything.
Because the vow is too wild. Like the day we have sex, that will be our sex.
That is why I'm married my wife as a virgin. When I
married
this, she was a virgin.
And I'm worried we gave ourselves vow.
And
if you say, vow was that, I will not marry you.
If you say, I will not marry you.
So make sure I don't sleep with you. If you see that I'm behaving, slap me. I told them, slap me. Now maybe so titting it.
It's me catch you and say, oh, who said, me ye bibi a, edi me, eva ye chasa, and tam ni ma me pacho, and sotura kura, kwa me sotura and entity me ni so.
Let me recover from the foolishness.
Na, sa e chimi samina, abe mi muna me ye no, en ye mi frim.
Then I told her, then when you get home, you send me a text message. And tell me that, oh, I slapped you because you were misbehaving, but I still love you. Then I told you, that one will calm me down. It will calm me down.
Let us tell you, you go through fear. Man, yes, a message, I was sending a catcher, I said.
You see, you and your girlfriend, you are having sex because you are not giving yourself proper power. You are not giving yourself.
Who any of our own in a man, a man, and a man. More that if you say, more
I
can more mamu,
and Tamu, any apamoa. She was my member. I married her. She was in this church. And I married her. I was still preaching to her. She was still part of me. And I was preaching to her. Then I married her. You can't sleep with such a person. You see, but so that I will not do the abominable, I had to work set vows.
Send your bay and I'm in Concoya and near my
dangerous path.
And near my fatality, and my minimum, you know, sir, a pump we say. I am pumping Susuana and worship.
I see, I'm saying,
would you own a bit of a catch?
So you see, vows are powerful, just vows are powerful.
And come to me, I want Tamu power.
So David and Jonathan had a strong power that will cover my family, let me cover your family.
It is David and Jonathan there. Now, I'm going to go and I'm going to go and Tom Kassia will want them to say, Shemabusia and Amensuma Shemabusia.
God and Abraham, they had a covenant.
Now, on Yankupon and Sunni Abraham, now I'm going to go
and Abraham involves Isaac and Jacob, all of them together.
Now, Abraham, Isaac and Jacob, when you know,
Leviticus 26:42. Leviticus 26:42 said, then I will remember my covenant with Jacob, my covenant with Isaac, and my covenant with Abraham. I will remember, say it again. So God had a covenant with certain human beings. He too can have a covenant with God. Tell someone you can have a covenant with God.
Catch it, Dr. Chancellor. Won't you bet you and your palm?
You can vow. He said that this year, I will never eat breakfast until I have read my Bible. The day you try that covenant, it can change your life forever. This thing that you are doing that over and over, make a covenant with God. The day I sleep with any girl, let me die.
Because
you don't want to stop it. You don't want to stop the masturbation. That's why you can't make that vow.
Wouldn't me and you and Uncle Ponya saw a palm way if he said, wouldn't say wouldn't me so.
That's why
what you have told me. I learned that from Bishop Oyedepo. I read from Bishop Oyedepo so many years ago when I was around 17, 18.
You shared the way April Bishop Oyedepo.
He said that he made a vow to God that, Lord, if I sleep with any lady as a single man, kill me.
Okay, Erade said, Erade, send me a baby. Erade, come.
When I read it, then I said, this is my everlasting solution to the problem of the eyes. This is my everlasting solution.
It's Abraham can't hear them say,
this is it.
Wait, any idea met me, idea source, any problem, ye? Remember any problem, ye?
Because I don't want to die. Do you want to
pass me?
So, since you don't want to die, it will compel you. The power behind that will compel you.
Send me a wow, when you say, I'm person who be wanty. Do me a what's that and time we move. I'm a woman for you.
But the place will be out of your life, it will pack out. This thing
that you have no major, you have to go and major. So why would you not to the idea of major?
When you embrace,
when you embrace, so person will die.
When you embrace,
when you embrace,
that's why you are still falling and rising, falling and rising, falling and rising.
You don't see, and I will see us, and I will sorry, will sorry, and I will see us. When you embrace,
tell somebody
that you will be said, any on your coupon. Serious.
After I think it, I realized, wow, vows can change my life. Then I subscribed to vows and kept seeing. I've been married to one wife, have said that I have not tried to shop any lady, touch any lady. Like, have not.
I've not any idea to have woman,
close relationship.
Daddy.
Daddy, you everywhere.
Oh, yeah, daddy. Eh? Baby, yeah.
And when I look at the people calling me daddy, these are not children.
Who have performed more from me, daddy, is and you
these are not children. So, if not for certain things, certain vows, certain commitments,
and can you near me be a, and as in Tembia, and as a Pembia,
when I was starting wrestling,
every night I say rescue, I
said, I give God. I don't make them get too close to me because I have a vow I'm protecting from 2030. How many years? 11 years.
Mama Obia and Mamma, if you say, you know, when you're going to be a Pambi, if you,
gentlemen,
2013.
It doesn't just happen by desire, it happens by making.
Oh yeah, Bema na. Mama, can you say? Any idea?
I
do it, Lord. I die. If you send me home, send me a city.
Point any rescue lady in this church, since it started from fellowship, those of you who are from fellowship 2013. So now, if you can point one
church member that you can say this girl is Christian.
Somebody said Nyamiche. Nyamiche is my firstborn.
Why? Because I told my beloved, the year I proposed my beloved to you, I've never asked my friend who by this school. Just that there was nothing serious. I was just watching.
Na meire ayobia. Many muna chepa.
When I
proposed to Bible school,
it took 1 year that I married her. But I've known her about 2 years.
Abraham, a catcher, and said, or your bar may need to know one person in the Bobrano. Penny, a warrior, so not minimum in PM University.
I knew her in Bible school, where a group of friends, we all play chants and all that. Now,
minimum every Bible school.
Once she completed that Bible school, she said, her church is too big, she won't get anything to do, so she won't come to us. I stopped there because we are friends. When you come to us, you can't relate to me as a friend. The way you can hit me in school. Yeah, I'm the Oga Kwata Kwata here. You can't come and play like that those games.
Oh, Brian Andre said,
my sons will fight.
Oh, sorry, I'm a catcher. And said, I'm a senior.
Tell me your mind. The way you will tell me. Here, once you step in, you're my daughter. And the mind is.
I want the church like that. My
church is too big. I want the church
like that. Also catch him say, Miso, when you come out much idea or the atom, Master and Sododo, I was a baby, I'm a submitting.
That was the end. She stayed in the church for almost a year. People cannot even tell that I do it.
Ebra Oba has said,
"Until I am
to tell
you that
you
will never see God, you will never see anything to me.
Na enipa bebere kokura enim se bia oyo bia menim lebi se na wo mu wo se menim ni enu po no na ye
because I want it. So he was wrong. The son said, "I am playing the me." I decided that I will marry myself.
Say, Anana, I am a coffin, and I'm in the middle of the sun, and I'm not here. Today,
I see
that I was able to achieve my
target. I married her as a virgin. Never touched her. Never had any issue with her. And still, that's why I can stand in front of you and teach you about holiness and about the truth.
So
I recommend vows because it has power for certain people here who really need help.
Husband
and wife have the highest of the vow.
So, aye, okunu ene wa yire die, aye entama e wo mu mienu mu entam no, emu etu na esopa.
Malachi chapter 2 verse 14, it says, yet you say, for what reason? Because the Lord has seen or witnessed between you and the wife of your youth, with whom you have dealt treacherously with, yet she is your companion and the wife of your covenant. God says that I have seen the way you are treating your wife badly. She is your friend and she is the wife of covenant. That means that once you marry somebody, you have covenant with the person. What you come and say in front of the altar is a high covenant. And once it happens that way, whatever you do to the person, God's hand will follow it.
Amen.
Tell somebody you are advised from today. You are advised.
Don't spend
somebody's money once you know you don't love them. Don't.
Tell the lady,
don't spend someone's money. When he buys, you receive it and say thank you. You know you don't like her. You know she's not your class. Don't let her support you. Then tomorrow when you become a guy, then you abandon
it.
When a woman loves you, culture in Africa doesn't let them say it. They can only act. They can show you excessive kindness and attention. Once you see that a particular lady is showing you extra kindness and extra attention, it is the way the African woman communicates
love.
And you will not know how your marriage will become, how your own life will become, how your children too will grow up. Some of them, they even test and curse your children. Look at what you have brought on your unborn child.
You
don't like what I'm teaching?
I did the mechanic.
When I finish, come and beat me. I'm down there.
I'm going
to play football when I close. Today I have match.
And I'm a match. It won't see us here, Opa.
Tell somebody be careful.
Catch you. Be safe. She ye.
Careful. She ye. Promise.
She ye.
How you keep promise?
She ye. Send you to shop on. She ye. She ye. Our own tama. She ye.
Now listen. A vow is a serious issue before God. Very serious. The reason is because God judges our words. God judges the words of men.
I was saying, say, Oka and Tamwa, a idea, when you're cooking, a idea, a move, a drupa. If you say, when you're cooking, if we are saying, Eba,
and
Tamaya, Kekeka.
But I say to you, for every idle word men may speak, they will give account of it on the day of judgment. Idle words that men may speak, or anything, Keke, maybe you are just joking, then you say it. Jesus says that you account for it. Wow.
And when I come on,
I say,
because
it is not just talking. You started very early. PHS. There is somebody you have trained. SHS.
There are three people.
From one, different. From two, different.
Yes, sir. See, three,
different.
They,
when you were waiting HHS, for your admission at home, there was the next person. When you got to the first year, first person, second year, second.
What are you doing? Why are you doing?
Ladies,
a man also.
Now the ladies are becoming wicked and wicked.
And they dear a man who affair crown or mutimu ayatin na ayatin pa.
Look for a lady nearby and tell her, be careful of your wickedness.
Shall obey or tell China catch
up? Say
ye. Say ye.
Because now we have ladies that when they come to Accra, who are their beloved, when they go to school, they start to plan to break up with you because they go and meet others there.
Yeah, well, we have ladies
that when they are with you in church, you are their beloved, because in church you are somebody. When they step out of church, they get to another area, they want another somebody. Then you are nobody. That's what I've seen in this church.
Now, where are you? Dear man, who ever then do you ever say, or what hand on Quandia and your beloved, or free as a proper and one or no?
They like rescue beloved. Once they go to work or they go to school, they want somebody else.
Say, or what then do you want Quandia and your rescue, the beloved, waha, when you're free as a quiet, a human and a school pet. And you are done enough to call.
School brothers.
I don't know how good people
are. Just screen savers. The real beloveds are there.
So, who are hand on us here? Do I have a screen saver? I know I say, yeah.
Ask the nearest brother, are you a screen saver?
I should
stop the message. It's not a good one.
And
I want to be the messenger. The messenger at that form. And I will move it.
And then there also for a brother.
From today, anybody who has cursed you. because you played with your heart. May God have mercy on you and deliver you.
Amen.
What do you men can amen? I hear when you say after I will preach over. I wouldn't even perform out your work with me. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. Anybody who cried because you broke your heart, anybody who cried because you left them, I pray for you that may it not be used against you in heaven.
Amen.
I said, may God not use it against your children who are now coming.
Amen.
Receive it in the name of Jesus.
I receive it.
Clap your two hands for my prayer.
But some are ready. Amen.
But sometimes you don't plan it. Sometimes you don't do what? Plan it. Always you are a good guy or good man.
You thought that you are a person who is a calling.
Plan. When she calls me now, I'll pick once in 2 days. When I pick two, I will lower my voice and I'll pretend like I'm sick or I'm tired. Then when she complains, I say, you complain too much. I am busy at work. I just came back. I'm so tired. My head, I'm not. It's called withdrawal. Say withdrawal step.
Withdrawal step.
Then when that persists for 2 weeks, the voice, I'm not exposing you. When you persist for 2 weeks,
step two, no?
What happened? Sorry. Amen. May God forgive you.
Those of you already married, don't think you are not part of what I'm saying. So what worry and the
old man, old woman, don't think you are not remember
your ethics. If you are one in a view, I pay near and Casao Kaho. Kai and maybe I tell me I want to so
because I brand now. If you don't take care and present
in prayers, your children may suffer certain things because of what the one say yes, I want mom pay a bee and ne ya and maybe a tremu near maybe our yeah, we are ma and the AD and who and yes the CA.
In the realm of the spirit, words can never be seen as an error. Oh, I made a mistake. What? You made a what? I was going to say 500. I said 5,000. It's not a...
Where the asama me kaya diye? Yeah, mistake bin amiye yo debi.
Ecclesiastes 5:6. In the spirit, when you mention anything, it's not a mistake. You have to.
Ewo hongo no. So who pie wa no can be biana? I was say who did super pepe.
That say oh I was it was just a mistake, it was a slip of tongue, slip of what?
Who think I say eh where the manu ne pa me? Yeah, debi.
Everybody read it. One go. Do not let your mouth cause your flesh to sin, nor say before the messenger of God that it was an error. Don't even say. Do you know the messenger of God? Give King James an angel. He said, don't say something and later come and say it was an error. God, I pledge to give you 5,000. Then come and say that I actually wanted to say 500, but He
says that if you do that, you are making your mouth to cause you to sin. Neither say before the angel that it was an error. Wherefore should God be angry at thy voice and destroy the works of thy mouth? That because you vow and say it's a mistake, God, say that God be angry. Ask the one by you, is God angry with me?
Maybe yours
may be money that you pledge.
Maybe yours
may be a human being that you promised. He said that whatever you said, an angel received it. And how dare you say that it was a mistake? There are people who bow to the Bible. Someone like Jacob.
Genesis 28.
Then Jacob made a vow, saying, if God will be with me and keep me in this way that I'm going, and give me bread to eat and clothing to put on, so that I come back to my father's house in peace, then the Lord shall be my God, and this stone which I have set as a pillar shall be God's house, and of all that God gives me, I will give him a tithe of all. This is Jacob making a vow when he was running from his father's house because of his sin. Where she anointed the pillar, and where she made a vow to me. Now arise and get out of this land. 20 years and over.
In fear and
I remember the vow to me. God remembers the vow to me in this house. And this lady was going to pressure for good guys, not bad guys. Good guys are in the life now. And everybody's proposing. And she's not accepting. So nobody knew why. So she came to speak to me and said that this is the vow that I gave. So she went away. Eventually, thinking that maybe she's going to stand by her vow. Eventually, she couldn't succumb and she couldn't resist the pressure. But a certain particular guy came who was very good and up there.
that she had to surrender to that particular one, but after that one, her heart was healed.
Na ebra air force one no afi dia brantie bi paya na tese otimu a wono a hwa a ade die mi pay bi die asa brantie ne paya ne die eja ochem
but the vow God had not forgotten
then so sa bo sha na o hwa onyankopon ewrade nure
bi even though the guy is a very good guy
empo sempo abrantie no oya abrante pa
the relationship still squashed. He never ended in me. Reason is because he has a covenant.
Sir, relationship on a one one could be. If you said you give it on who you hope on a weapon.
The timing was wrong because he had a covenant. Tell somebody God doesn't forget covenant.
Catch it up, he said when you're coupon, when you're on your coupon and you refer a pump the piarada.
But you say you break your fast at 2 p.m. God doesn't forget.
The Oka said, I continue me. No, me you look at a power and make that swap. When I go on, you wouldn't feel you
don't say that. Oh, says, yeah, the good day 34, you know, that we break it off. God doesn't forget the vow you made.
And Cassa, baby, I'm a year greedy, I'm a great trip with your mamma. I buy a mamma.
6 p.m. is not 5:30. God doesn't forget vows.
Second person is Hannah.
Hannah made the vow. She made them pray. Nothing happened. Year after year, no child was coming. Then she said, let me choose the power of vows.
Nasa answer na Hannah na etie. Hannah bompaya, bompaya, bompaya. Na bibiye bera ensi. Then so okasa ma minu onyankopon enko apam na mention.
So in verse number chapter 1, verse 11 and verse 24, the Bible says that now when she had weeping. Let me read the verse 7. The verse 7, the Bible says, and she made a vow and said, oh Lord, if you give me this son, I will give him back to you. All the days of his life, he will serve you. From verse 24 all the way to 28, we saw how she brought back the boy. After the boy grew up a little, she brought back the boy and handed the boy back to the church. That stay in this church and said, a woman who has looked for a child all her life, who is old, she would love to stay with her child. True or not true? She would love to raise a child herself. At least so that people will know that she has a child. But because God doesn't forget vows, 7 years after, she still had to bring the child back to the altar and hand it over the boy to the church. Now tell somebody God doesn't forget.
Now, oye obi ana oti se onyankopon every fi apamunti no. O empo ne baba akopɛ no ɔsɔ ne nsa ɛde ne baba bɛkyɛ onyankopon ɛkyɛ onyankopon sɛ apama on in the choir, no, or not so old, this so prepared.
Eli had forgotten, oh, Pastor. Eli had forgotten. When she came, she said, this was the boy that I prayed about over 7 years ago.
Now, also for Eli, dear, no, no, cry, dear, you repeat, cry, you repeat, Hannah, Samuel, and so Abraham, and they ever crowned the boss. Oh, way, and the Aquarana, me born, so empire, and yet in Fieber, and so in the Aquaran, 1 year, or so for the number.
So, what that means is that the pastor may forget.
Yeah, a chair won't say or soft rebet me. Why down food you rebet me
forget?
OPPI rebet me.
But God.
That's when you go upon here. You will feed the piara than you will feed and tamasha.
You make it in front of your mirror. Nobody was there. God doesn't forget.
If you want to and Tama Okai and Okra, now it's our Shishi Mupon Okai, when you go upon the web, you will be a
lot of people say, and I get this job. Daddy, I'll support this project. I'll do this. I'll do that. Now, after they got there, one story or the other.
Obet Maka said, oh, I'm ready. Say we ready na ko pon po amene se mitimi nya adwuma we mitimi ko hanuma ene ne yewrade meboa adwuma we meboa adwuma we enso ebra wo koduru ho ape ene onya anu ye foforo ye anye we ya
anye we ya anye we ya. You are looking for marriage or you are looking for something. You pray to God, oh God, even if you bless me, I will not forget you. Lord, I will not let the prosperity take me away from you. But all of a sudden
Yebubuan manane ya pump fire rade udi misiya rade udi misiya mi refu de biara da rade udi misiya ne we na maye we na so
na go do what after you got that opportunity, after you started getting that thing you were crying for
ebra ubenya atia na na wo shisha akira kwan Adiana who soon our friend Wunya, a pet. Now we feel taba and tam ba tam.
The last verse is chapter. How many of you know chapter?
You will be on you and Yankopo and so in your house with you.
How many of you know chapter?
You would do a say any in chapter.
Chapter
and so anyway, Yankopo or say on Yankopo,
Judges chapter 11, verse 1. Read all the way to verse 34 about chapter. There was a guy called chapter. Now listen to the story. Chapter was an outcast, somebody who was a nobody in the family because her mother was a prostitute.
Now chapter. The man. Chapter, hey, you will be an only party to be a or no, it's an animal, you know, or no, or you'll be a.
Other children of the man, they drove chapter away. That you are a child of the prostitute.
You know, it's a man, Omo dear, Omo ye man, Casa, Omo Pamo chapter 50 or so. Who ye German pony, but Pifia coffee. It's not chapter, they are not enough.
And the Bible says that the Spirit of the Lord was with chapter.
And so Bible says, not only on coupon and home, our chapter, so
he was born.
Anybody watch me?
Then the Bible says that a time came that when he was in the woods, he started, you know, when you were in the woods, we never had a by force. We don't do that about. So he started gathering people around him. He started fighting, winning. So all of a sudden he became like an army commander of the ghetto people.
It's a brand one or what's in the room or shas, yes, sir. Walk on wood in Kunimofa and cross for at the canoe.
20 to 25 years after, a certain nation rose up for the Ammonite and attacked his countrymen, including his family.
A true baby, no, a crow for be ever any, a crow for any crow for never by the coin.
Wave your hands if you are listening to me. I'm closing soon. That's my last one to listen. Then this chapter, he had been driven, but his people could not fight because they are diseased. And that about it. So they knew that they have heard that chapter is now a warrior in the hoods. So they went to look for chapter and they begged him, man, the family of the flesh. If you don't come and lead us for war, listen, those who are neglected, they will look for you.
The
anointing of Jephthah come upon you.
Amen.
The Bible said that they went and they started begging Jephthah, even though we cast out the meeting. And then Jephthah told them that if I come and meet you, I will be your king. Then they said, let's have a vow. You will be our king. Just come and lead us. We'll hand over the throne. So
Jephthah catch her and says, "Me ba, na se me ba be di okuni na me di kunima. Mubaya me wahene. Omo kasa ane yati yati."
But Jephthah knew that the nation is going to fight. They are not just ghetto people. They are.
Now Jephthah, they know him say, "Enkrofu a wano omo kwa koko no. Omo nje enkrofu
a biya.
Onye enye chokwa kitu a biya na omo koko no.
Civilians. Yamu ni against an army."
It will also one a soldier for what I said. Okuwe mubaya de pa eda ono chapter offer.
The Bible says that and the Spirit of God came upon chapter.
The Bible says Ojakupo
home eba chapter praying to the Lord.
And the chapter says here Edu Ojakupo kasaye.
Make a covenant with God. Let's look at the covenant of chapter. Everybody open your eyes and look. Verse 29. I want everybody to look at this because a lot of you, when you are in crisis, you make covenant, but you don't know you have made covenant.
Rise up, everybody. I'm closing. Rise up. And read
it with me. Read. One, go. Those at the back are not reading. Let's start. One, go. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon chapter. And he passed through Gilead and Manasseh, and passed through Mizpah of Gilead. And from Mizpah of Gilead, he advanced towards the people of Ammon. And then what happened? Then Jephthah made a vow to the Lord and said, if you will indeed
deliver the people of Ammon into my hands, what will I do? Then it will be that whatever comes out of my doors, of my house, to meet me when I return in peace from the people of Ammon, shall surely be for the Lord, and I will offer it up as a burnt offering. Wow! Did you hear the promise of chapter? Clap your hands for chapter. Chapter said, Lord, this battle is beyond me. This is not street fight.
Chapter can say, Irade okua edim anim die, eyo okua emu ya den, eyo okua
mi train soldier.
Me yankasa menya obi a me yeso jani pa kese mapabi.
It is just strong face I get for the street, but I'm not a trained soldier.
Me obi a eye eye kitikiti ni ahwade bi abre na na me mantam na ebo me nya soldier ni.
If you will help me.
Na so onyankopon sa oba bua me
to win this war.
Sa oba bua me 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 tin kunim e wo ku we bua.
Any human being who will come out of my house to come and meet me. Oh, akwaba akwaba akwaba. Whoever the person is, me, sacrifice the person for
me.
Whatever. And God said, ah, I like some things.
Now, can say, aha. Way, and I'm going to say,
how I
catch the Obi said, to me, I want them.
That's why the devil doesn't like people to bow. The devil doesn't want it because it is
what attracts
your attention.
And you know,
when you make a vow, you press a certain emergency knob in heaven. Like, no matter how busy heaven is, they must check who the person is. They must check. So when Jephthah made that vow, like Hannah did, God said, you have to put aside other people. This guy has been a king. How can a positive child become a king? But this guy has made a certain vow. Bloody vow. I like that. Start of the God like that.
That's why we say, Onyankopon, hey, Onyankopon, pay a pound.
And the Bible says that God came down and fought for him. And he won the battle. Then, as usual, he was dancing. Should I tell you the story or you want to read it? Read verse 34. As he was dancing and he was coming, everybody watch out. Read it. As he was dancing and was coming. Everyone read it. Why are you looking at this suspiciously? One go. When Jephthah came to his house at Mizpah, there was his daughter coming out to meet him with tambourines and dancing, and she was his only kadabadagabaha. Hey! Asamaba! Now ask somebody, will you do it? If you were just a your only child.
Busa, busa, obi say, hey, I want in kabaya.
I draw. How many of you think you can do it? You think you can kill your only child because you promised God? A vow is a vow. A lot of things will happen to you just so that you will not vow, or just so that you will not pay. But that is the
moment. And
you must
pay. To me at all. And I'm in time. What can enti? And I'm from our own. And I'm a people to me at all.
It is a taboo. Everybody, watch me. It is a taboo for the son of a harlot to carry the crown. It's the taboo.
I was a what tears, yes, a musuo cra, sir, a cona, one with a jama woman, your wound, I know free, or a jama, I ever be dear man, I hear
you. A certain prostitute child is about to break God's own record. It's about to break it. Now, do you think the devil will sit down for it to happen?
Eti ye wunu se na saa ebre no ye wu se eh onyankopon ankasa fa wa se e de ato wo no otwamammo di ba bi e ba ba betem
opon sam any nye want to hit you hard. Where do you think you will hit? Because the place that will touch you the most
se opon sam e pese opow e ma ne kawa na se se de e be kawo ye na ho na opepo wo.
The devil did not bring one of his friends. The devil did not bring one of his servants. The devil did not bring a goat or a sheep. Look at what the devil brought. Look at what the devil brought. His only child. Oh, not only daughter, but what did you say? He has sons. Only child.
Papa Akupen.
Because the devil is making sure that he will not sit on the throne. And that's why some of you, all of a sudden, something will happen.
And it wants you a move be done. I know a prayer, but
child will become sick.
Maybe I shall say, maybe I'm not
going to be a child. Your mother will call you. I'm sick. Then the money you have planned. Will now go to hospital and you don't pay the vow. Then you expect God to understand. God remembers
vows. Amen.
Besides her, he had neither a son nor a daughter. Only if what you have is the only money, do you pay your vow? You have rent to pay. You have vow to pay.
It was herself. What time time as soon? And I would do an uncle from a bus and so air train. Then I'll be to you.
Your marriage is next step away. You need money for marriage. You need money for vow. Which one will you pay?
What worry? You are what to tell near my would be quack worry.
You have to watch about things.
It's a good year.
Your things have arrived. You just need money to clear it. And your vow too is waiting for you. Which one? Your vow is here. You receive a phone call from somewhere.
Imagine,
which one will you treat as urgent? God or man? This is the situation of chapter. Oh, chapter.
We and another chapter open. We and another chapter open.
I've been in it or I've been there. I don't know whether you are different. I don't know whether you have not faced the question of chapter. Ask the one, have you been facing the same question of chapter?
Which I don't say. I had the chapter FM.
Oh, I'm picking the wrong people.
And I said, "Who they won't come on cross? Who I'm not going to say."
Me people come on. I'm in pretty mono. I'm with you. A lot of you here. What will change your life is the vow you're about to fulfill. But the devil says you must not sit on it. Say, Lord, this family nobody. Nobody gets children of this one. Nobody becomes a billionaire. No! So they try to push you tight. All of a sudden, you cast. All of a sudden, win a problem. All of a sudden, relationship will break down. All of a sudden, like, rather after the vow. Chapter said, oh, read the next verse. Read the next verse. Now, everybody, read it. Oh, I'm closing you. Speak, one go. Patapatapa. Oh God. Alas! You have finished me. You have troubled me. What happened? Tell somebody what happened.
Wahame.
You are not saying it to us. Tell somebody, tell them, Wahame.
Wahame.
When you see the phone call, you say, hey, Wahame. When you see the letter, you say, hey, Wahame. Oh, Jata, what happened? I didn't know you'd be the one to come. That's what he's saying. How can I celebrate when I'm burying my child? What happened? Now listen, I prophesy over 100 people here. No matter what the devil has arranged ahead of you, so that you will miss what God has for you, I pray for you that you overcome it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You overcome it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You will overcome it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And you will be faithful to any vow you have made to God.
Amen.
Any vow you have made to any human being.
Amen.
Any vow you have made to anyone.
Amen.
Receive the grace to be faithful.
I receive it.
A lot of guys, they normally tell a certain sister, Michia won't tell man. A certain story I heard, the guy told her, they'll say, where were you? Some of you, your husband is saying to someone, another woman said, Wahame. Some of you, your wives, they are telling somebody in their workplace that if I met you one month to my wedding day, I would have done something about it. That is chapter. Put your hand on your head.
Pastor, 2-3, so
may I not make the common mistake of those who vow and not fulfill it. If I have ever given a vow to any human being, please, Lord, help me. If I have made a vow to you, either spiritual vows, vows concerning money, or vows concerning material things, vows about holiness, Lord, help me. To realize that it is when you make a vow or you promise that you have stopped something that a certain girl will call you. Haven't you realized it?
I've stopped because it's not a good relationship.
That week will be a good boy.
And now, because a relationship with me, you're built. So I know what you know. I don't know about your brand.
It will be a good one.
So I know what you know. I know what you know about your brand.
I said you overcome.
Now super the sun quinim.
I said you will overcome.
Ubedi sun quinim.
I said you will overcome.
Ubedi a sun quinim.
Clap your two hands together.
Bon Sam Emma Rade.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this message by Reverend Prince Lai. If you have been blessed by this message and have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have said this prayer, know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko, adjacent Best Point Savings and Loan, Odoko Market. For more information, please call 0543 248-982 or 0241-372-895. God richly bless you.